This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for Bob Dole to stand up and be counted on economic sanctions against South Africa. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, the Reagan administration is using every means at its disposal to delay sanctions against South Africa and make them as weak as possible. But that's no excuse for you to cop out, too. The House of Representatives has already adopted far-reaching legislation mandating disinvestment by all U.S. corporations in South Africa and a total embargo on U.S. trade. I support that legislation, and it has broad support in communities across the country. On this issue, the people are ahead of Congress, and Congress is ahead of the president. American business has no business doing business in South Africa. Bob, you were all for tough economic sanctions against the communist regime in Poland, the Marxist regime in Nicaragua, and the terrorist regime in Libya. Why the double standard when it comes to sanctions against the racist regime in South Africa?
Ted, there are two ways to deal with the South African tragedy. There's your way, wash your hands of any involvement, cut and run. Then there's a responsible way. Make it clear apartheid must go now and do something constructive to put real teeth in our words. And that's the approach I'm taking along with Senator Lugar, Senator Kassebaum, and other responsible senators from both parties. We're working on good legislation that will hit hard at the white power structure in South Africa, but won't wipe out the jobs and pull the rug out from under the hopes of the blacks in that troubled country. Ted, you've simply been wasting too much time trying to embarrass President Reagan's court nominees. Why not cool down your politicking and join us in finding a real solution to South Africa? This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's liberal pals got a big F on a recent pop quiz on current events. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.